I'm intensely jealous for you, says the Lord in our first reading today. Intensely jealous. A lot of times we think of jealousy as sort of a negative thing, but God, when he is jealous for us, what he's saying is that he wants us for himself, just like any jealous lover. He wants us for himself, each individual, one of us and all of us together, and none of us to go to anyone else. That our love for him is exclusive. He demands our love to be exclusive. And he's intense about it. He sounds like you could call it, report him in for being a bad guy, but he's intensely jealous that you love him and no one else. Why is that? Because that's what we were made for. And he knows anytime we settle for anything less than himself, when we give our love to another that isn't him, that we owe him, we're going to be unhappy. It might seem like a good idea at the time, but go down that road and we're going to be unhappy. And God doesn't need us for his own happiness, but out of an inexplicable concern for our lives, he wants us to be happy. And so he tells us how to be happy, to love him above all things, and our neighbor as ourself. And he's intense about it. And we think, you know, we love ourselves. God loves us more intensely than we even love ourselves. We think about people we know, people who are suffering, people who have left the church, and we, you know, our hearts break for them. God loves those people even more intensely than we do. He's more intensely jealous for their love than we are. God cares very deeply about each of us, so much so that he is willing to do anything for us, including die a horrible death, a humiliating death, that he comes out of himself. Sometimes we think God's up there and we have to go get him. No, God like is constantly coming down to our level, like Jesus says in the gospel, whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. God is ascending person. He's always being sent. He's coming down to us. He's going out to us. And so whenever we feel discouraged about the way our life is going or about the way that, you know, the lives of those whom we love are going, just remember that God is fighting for us. It doesn't always seem like it. Sometimes we have to ask him, God, I need the eyes of faith. I need to see what's going on. But if we could actually see reality of what God is doing in our lives and other people's lives, God is fighting. God is doing everything he can to get our love, to get the love of those whom we love. So if there's a struggle in your life, don't give up on God. Just know, you have to remind yourself, okay, God hasn't abandoned me. God is actually fighting for me. At this very moment, God is fighting for my love, the love of those around me. And Lord, give me the eyes of faith so that I can be able to see that.